you believe in click it or tick it?
This will continue till our demands are met. This is Click It or Tick It. I am Pete Mutina.
Yeah, I hope you all got an ass full of that. This is Glenn Marshall.
You know,
it almost ended. We're not going to have an outro now, Pete. Thanks for taking so long.
Oh, no, no. It keeps going. It keeps going. It calms down and then a soothing guitar.
Our voices actually aren't recording right now. That song's just playing. That's what they're hearing. We're talking into the ether right now.
You're saying this is our best episode ever.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yes.
This is Nick Schaefer here. They use Metallica, I think, to torture people with Guantanamo, but that would be pretty effective for like 24 hours straight.
Do they actually use Metallica?
I think so.
I would use something a little harder, like
torture Taylor on the mic.
Taylor, if you were to be tortured, what would it sound like?
Nice.
She's getting into it.
I would probably use some Slipknot, maybe.
Yeah, it's hot.
Taylor has a lot of medical opinions about pot.
Pot is so bad for you.
Keep it rolling. She has a lot of ideas.
The surgeon Taylor's warning.
Why can't I just like take one little puff?
Well, Taylor,
because
you
Taylor,
see.
You answered your own question.
Are you guys hungry? I'm so hungry.
Oh.
Oh my.
There's one more pot trap, right?
Like pot, like, oh my god.
That's my favorite one. Play that again.
Drop it like it's pot.
Like pot, like, oh my god.
That's good stuff.
Ryan, I love your family.
Yeah, seriously.
Every last one. And your adopted family, Neil here.
Ryan, can you not believe it that we are both fucking related?
Fucking related.
It's hard to believe. Many a night, me, my brother, my dad, will sit up late evenings by the fire.
Pondering the oddities of your relationship.
Scared shitless at the mere idea that we could maybe
share
in some alternate universe be related.
Like
and how tripped out that would be.
Dude, that's fucked up. You gotta stop, man. You're like blowing my mind right
you're
now.
All Native Americans, so if you if you all went on a spirit journey, you guys might see the same ancestors.
Can you imagine if you found if you like were related to someone and were high? Whoa.
Couldn't hear that on the cast, but I just spit out a bunch of stuff as Pete said that.
Try not to think about that kind of stuff because
I'm gonna get high right now.
That's too
hot is so bad for you.
That was Pete's $500, 10-foot long.
Oh, I thought that was.
Enormous. I don't know why I carry around with me. Someone help me.
I thought that was Glenn on Xbox Live.
No, that was. That's in the past, Nick. Those were years ago.
Right.
I don't have Xbox Live anymore.
Wait, really?
I think I do. Yeah, no, I have Xbox Live.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
For at least
Xbox
the next.
Live.
I haven't played. The only game I would play is Call of Duty. I haven't played that.
Yeah, everyone kind of stopped playing that. It was such a popular game.
And I'm down. I feel like I'm gearing up to get back into it.
There were a few.
I can feel it.
There I were, can feel it.
There was a solid like 4 weeks where
back,
I would like itch
I can
for
feel it.
I would, yeah, you know, is, if I wasn't I playing would, it, I'd be mad that I wasn't playing it, and then
I would
I just
get
kinda,
burnt out though, because like,
yeah.
There's actually three different games as the day goes on. There's the day games where like from probably after school gets out, even during the day, like until like probably 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock.
It's all kids.
Yeah, it's all kids, and then you get later into the night, and then like probably at like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning.
Everyone's really
that
intense.
Cuts off. Yeah, and then it gets really easy from 5 o'clock on. I don't know what it is. It might be people overseas. It just might be people who
are Europeans suck at fighting now.
Yeah, it might be people who are just so out of it that they have no idea, you know, because it's
so
late.
Yeah, they're really like high and drunk.
Yeah, so there's like
super late night's the worst. That's where people tend to get really good.
Yeah.
See, I do this arc with a lot of games where first when I start out, I'm fucking terrible at it. So I have no expectations, so I'm just kind of happy with it and having fun. And then I start to get okay, and I'm really happy when things go well, and I it's like, oh, well, whatever, I'm not that good at this. And then I get really good at it. And then I get really fucking pissed when I don't do well because I'm a loser. And then I get really fucking angry with it when it's... So either I do great and I'm like, okay, that's what I expect. Or I don't do great and I get mad and I'm not having fun anymore. So I stop.
Battlefield Bad Company 2. Apparently that's what everyone's...
Yeah, Bad Company 2 looks crazy.
Yeah, that's the new...
The first one was awesome. I don't know if you guys played that. It was like...
I played it briefly.
It was like 16 on 16 or something. You can. It's a typical Battlefield format where you can use any vehicle... like around. There's like lots of like cool missile crap that you can have equipped to you. There's a lot of cool different classes. The maps are huge. It's really I like the Battlefield.
I don't know anything about it beyond it has Queens of the Stone Age in the commercial.
Yeah, that video is awesome. But like the vehicles, I think, is the coolest part. It's like Halo, but like much more realistic, like modern vehicles. It's nice.
You know, I had something about
there's like artillery. It's awesome.
The modern news media has finally just stumbled across hentai rape games.
For the first time.
CNN finally did.
Were they really hard and they just didn't have anyone in their ranks who were good enough to...
Nobody had beaten them yet.
Yeah.
The article starts like in the game.
No cheat codes for those games?
I just copy-pasted the whole article and it's fucking hysterical because it's CNN like all of a sudden becoming outraged with this new phenomenon which has been around for like 20 years. The game begins with a teenage girl on a subway platform. She notices you're looking at her and asks, "Can I help you with something?"
Talk about your cold shoulder.
That is when you, the player, can choose your method of assault. With a click of your mouse, you can grope her and lift her skirt. Then you follow her aboard the train, assaulting her sister and her mother.
What?
As you continue to play, friends join in a series of graphic, interactive scenes. You can corner the women, rape them again and again. And that's how the article begins. It is little wonder that the game, titled Rape Lay, sparked international outrage from women's groups. And so there's a lot of feminist groups trying to work against...
That's shocking. I can't believe that.
That's ridiculous, because rape is a two-person thing. I mean, there's a woman involved. Otherwise, it's not like we're excluding them.
I feel like it's equal.
Yeah.
You know
what I
mean?
In fact, I think it's a little sexist that you can't rape guys.
Yeah.
Where is that?
You can.
I mean, it just takes a lot of booze and then
you're
unconscious.
You have to go to jail. You have to be a criminal to get guy rape.
Yeah, so, that's true.
Or go to the Deep South.
Well, it's just like prostitution.
Something like that.
The only people who really rape anyone are guys.
All my rape culture, you know, I've never had any hands-on experience, but I get it all from movies, so it's all prison or...
Am I acting a bit?
Yeah, if a guy's getting raped, yeah, it's either Deep South Deliverance, like on the pinball machine, squeal like a pig rape, or prison rape.
My favorite one.
And then if a girl's getting raped, it's also always a guy raping them. I've never seen a movie where there's like a huge ripped chick with like a ponytail like
you didn't
muscling
see,
a guy down.
Norbit, did you?
No.
Well, there you go.
Best, yeah.
I didn't either, but I assume
number
that's,
one movie in the country
like.
For like three straight months.
Was it?
Yeah, no, it was at least 2 months.
No, that was Pluto Nash.
No, that movie was good, right? I don't want to hear
really?
It. No, not really.
Oh, good.
Entertaining, but not good.
I guess the whole women's...
John Cleese was in that movie.
Rights thing kind of...
It was a talking Bentley car that jumped like moon craters. It was fucking awesome.
They make the argument, though, that like kids might get their hands on this. And I think if kids are getting their hands on rape lay, that they're in a significant... I think if kids are getting their hands on rape lay to begin with, their problems are not that they're playing rape lay. I think that there's other things.
Yeah, their problem is that they're not making money because they're...
L-A-Y?
Yeah, you're getting laid.
It's rape lay, the two words, and then mashed into one.
If you can find rape lay, you should be like working as a computer programmer or something.
Would you like to know more?
Now, how come they're outraged about this? Because you have the option to rape them. Because I mean, there have been video games where you can rape people. Like there was Custer's Revenge. Like on
I think it's because I think it's because it's the like the goal of the game.
Same with Custer's Revenge. Like A was jump, B was rape. Like that. There wasn't. It was pretty limited.
Those are great controls.
Only 8 bits.
You know? Yeah. Well, no. Y was power.
It was NES.
I think
you could click select to continue.
No,
to
select
rape.
Was power rape.
Oh.
Yeah. You had to charge that one up.
I think there's like Streisand effect with
this.
Is
there anything
though?
More useless in the world than the NES select button?
No.
Did it ever do anything?
There was a baseball game I had where it brought up the menu.
It's the polar opposite of what the Z button was to the Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, well, you can't do anything without it on Nintendo 64.
Because they still had the select button on the SNES, and then when they got to the 64, all of a sudden it was just the start button, which is the way it should have been.
I think once they realized that your menu could also pause the game, you don't need separate buttons for both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually select was just useless. And I think sometimes it would like make the thing lag out.
Yeah, I like the idea of a button that does absolutely nothing. Like you can't, it doesn't bring up a map. It doesn't tell you what your objectives are.
But then you have like that one game where it's
crucial.
It doesn't
explain why you're playing the game. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the back button.
The Xbox needs all the buttons.
Yeah, but then it's good in multiplayer games, the back button on the Xbox. Like for Halo, I mean, that brings up the score.
Let me see your Halo.
While you're still playing.
I feel like we've come to a plateau with the buttons. I mean, we joked about Jaguar the other day, but like, there's not going to be like a fucking like hamster wheel that you need to run in while like remember the It from South Park? Well, you're like blowing it and getting rammed. Like, we're not going to have that kind of game controller. We would pretty much have like the two triggers and the two bumpers, the two joysticks, and the four buttons and a D-pad.
Once people realize that there's sort of that you can do permutations of combinations and that you can do a whole lot of things with not a whole lot of buttons, it's
yeah, like the two joysticks on either side and all that, and then maybe the Y-axis, like actually moving the controller. The Wii, like, I mean, it's fun, but I don't think it's really that perfect yet, and I wouldn't really even want to do that anyway, maybe, unless it was like full on virtual reality.
Speaking as someone who doesn't know, I mean, I know a historical sort of Japan thing, but why is Japan so much the pioneer in rape media?
Oh, it's not so much that they're pioneers, but like, think of when everyone else got Christianity.
You think Christianity prevents rape?
They didn't get Christianity. No. It's just like their whole, what they find. It's not like rape is like, I mean.
But wait, why did you bring that up?
No,
like,
because
what,
countries.
Was it just sort of like
No, because sexually, herring, like, you can fantasize about that. That's not like a common fantasy in like the Christian world. You know what I mean? Or even in the Islamic world.
Even though, the main Christian institution right now is being like torn apart
kid touching.
By rape.
Well, yeah, yeah. But like, if you
not
look
rape,
at
kid touching,
but they didn't get into like the 1500s, so they think like there's a lot of
they
things
don't
that,
come. It's not a sin.
There's a lot of things that we don't understand that they find like really hot, like dirty underwear you can get in vending machines in Japan.
Well, dirty underwear is
I'm not necessarily saying that they like go out and rape people. It's just like that's one of their fantasies.
I don't think it's totally different.
They had like a whole different.
I don't think the current right. No, I understand that it exists. I'm asking why, and I get that it's just a fantasy. I don't think rape actually happens more. Mm-hmm. In Japan, I don't know the numbers, but I'd assume that they don't. I feel like Japanese guys would be too embarrassed to rape somebody, for the most part.
It's embarrassing on both hands.
But that's the thing.
You'd
I've
have
seen
to bow so many times to get over that.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like any Japanese like anime porn. They're always that's all they say. It's like, oh man, I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Oh man, so embarrassed. Just, oh my god.
It's just I don't know. It's just their thing. Plus, it's not like
I'm not saying stop.
I don't think it's rape
god.
In the same facet we have it here, where it's like a violent thing. It's like the girl is just kind of like, oh no, please stop. Yeah. And then like the guy like has tentacles, so like whatever. get over it.
I think
play the game.
Guess
it's probably
what I saw.
Great. It's probably fun and challenging.
You guys want to know something fucking awesome?
Yes.
Guess what I saw today? Two penis porn. Guy with two penises. Double decker penis, one on top of the other.
We've made it, you guys.
So the one man DP is that,
yes.
was that the
most
point?
Incredible thing I've ever seen. What? I just saw a still picture of it. It was like, you know how you, like, you're looking at porn, you can like hold the mouse over a video and you like see it. I'm like, oh man, that guy has
slide
two dicks.
Show. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
crazy. That's crazy.
One thing I've never known, what's the difference between a manga
evolved,
or whatever it is? What's the difference between manga and hentai?
I don't know, but
is there a difference?
One is probably tentacles and one's like sans tentacles.
I thought manga was just the comic book like thing.
Oh,
just
maybe.
Still pictures?
Like anime comic book, but hentai is the porn form.
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you can have hentai manga?
I'm
going to
look this up.
All right.
This is important.
Go to Wikipedia.
This is important.
And then look
shit.
At porn after that.
This is really
important. Go to Wikipedia.
I'm going to do just the inverse of that. Yeah, he's getting it.
In Japan, tentacle rape is not even a new invention of the last couple hundred years. I think there's art. There's Japanese art from like 500 years ago, which is it's like very beautiful and tasteful, like all the others, except it's like an octopus, like like eating. These are some of the oldest pieces of Japanese art, like octopuses going down on like geishas and shit, and it's been preserved.
This is what I'm talking about.
You don't have
like spooky guy with a beard who is like really ripped, and his dad is like shredded to hell, but is bald, which is a sign that he has high testosterone. And then he has a sweet beard, and he has like a nice like toga robe thing.
Manga, just for the record, manga, Neil was correct. Manga is just the term for their comic book style and the print version, whereas anime is the live action.
Nice.
Neil coming through in the clutch.
They also believe for a long time, like,
manga.
If they were Buddhists, like a lot of them still, like the Shinto thing is huge, that there's like ghosts and spirits and crap.
Oh, the ancestors
like,
thing.
Like, a demon could possess you. That's like up to 1700.
It's very Catholic idea.
What is it? The Heian period.
Exorcists still happen, like a lot. There have been TV shows, the cop shows about kid was killed during an exorcism gone wrong sort of thing. And
yeah, but this is not like, this is like picture like the new movie that came out in the blockbuster. Like it wasn't like the Hurt Locker. It was like demon possesses guy in like epic tale of warrior.
Wasn't Spirited Away a really popular anime thing?
Yeah, that movie's good. Yeah.
What was that?
I'm not saying.
What was that?
Spirited Away?
Yeah, like what was it about? I don't
know. Howl's Manga Castle?
Spirited Away was
What do you think a man had?
Oh, it was really strange. This chick she goes, there's like this fairgrounds and her parents go in and they like sit down and she's like, "No, I don't want to go here." And they're like, "No, no, it's fine." And they sit them down at this restaurant, they start eating, and then they like eat all this food her parents do and they turn into pigs. And then like once night hits, the place gets all tripped out and then she has to like run out of there. It's really crazy. Yeah, like, and then that's like when the world, like, yeah. Howl's Moving Castle is really good too. That's a dope one. All those Miyazaki movies are great. He's just very like creative, not in like a very like, I don't know, cliche sense, like creative in like an actual sense that he makes new shit that like creeps me out and is like a good idea. You know? I don't know.
I'm kind of troubled by your description of that movie and don't want to see it now as a result.
Well, that's like the very beginning, and then she has to like survive,
so there's more.
And then get her parents out at the end. Like it's all cyclical, but like
her pig parents.
Yeah, it's very like it's creepy, like the limitless possibilities, but like in their world, it's like all entirely normal. Like there's this guy like running some sort of elaborate machinery, but he has like a bunch of arms and a bunch of legs, and he's just like doing all this like really intricate shit with like coal, like shoveling shit into furnaces and all this stuff. And she's just like having a conversation with him.
Oh my!
It's awesome.
Mm, huh?
Yeah, it's really cool.
I don't know. I don't. Maybe if I were high.
Well, it's not even that. It's just it takes them so long because they have to like draw all that crap. Like it's incredibly detailed.
There's a lot of stuff that probably took a lot of work that I still don't like.
Yeah,
I've heard this thing. I've heard it's good from a lot of different types of people.
It's definitely worth watching once. Like you know what I mean? Definitely worthwhile. It's
probably awesome and it probably changed my life, but I'll never sit down and watch it. I have a real problem with sitting down and watching movies.
It doesn't come up. It doesn't. It's always at the instigation of someone else.
Yeah,
I'm the exact opposite way.
Yeah, no, you're more of a movie goer.
No, I make time. Like, I don't really go to the movies often, but like, it's like, yeah, oh,
you
I'm
still
gonna
go more often. Than I would.
You'll watch movies by yourself.
Yeah. Oh, I love
don't,
to.
I don't.
Because
really
then
do
I like digest the movie and I get to like no one's like talking during it. You know what I mean?
See, I don't do that because I'd always.
I've done that a couple times. But I have to be. It has to be like the last option of the night. It's like, all right, no one is available.
Oh, no, I won't
do
it
anything.
When it's like, oh, it's like 9 at night and like nothing's happening. It's like, well, it's like, I don't know, like 5 in the afternoon and nothing's happening until dinner time or like 4 in the afternoon. I get back from class. It's like, I could like watch a movie.
Oh, yeah. No, it's so enjoyable.
Bring my computer down
to the gym. I can never do it.
I'm not saying I dislike doing it. It's just, it's never something that I would initiate. It's like bowling. I love bowling. I always have fun.
Like,
but nobody ever. You know, I'll only go when someone else is like, let's go bowling.
And it only happens like once every 4 years that someone's like, let's go bowling.
Well, different frequency.
For 3 years.
But
well,
yeah,
it depends if you're with a new group of friends, too. That's always like something wacky to do. But, yeah, no, I have a problem where like I need like media constantly.
I do, too. I
have my iPod all the time, like listening to talk radio when I'm not doing that. I'm like zoning out and looking at fantasy baseball or like watching a movie.
I'll spend hours just sort of filtering through tons and tons of baseball shit. And I don't even, a lot of it now at this point, I'm not even learning anything new. It's just sort of
looking
different perspectives.
Yeah, but I would
it.
Do that with like a movie on. Yeah.
Well, I have the TV on.
Yeah.
There you go.
But I would make Ryan.
I don't really watch
TV
either.
I don't watch TV. I watch stuff I steal off the internet, like movies.
You watch stuff Ryan
like,
steals off the internet for you.
And TV that Ryan steals off the internet.
I don't know what I do all day.
I don't know either.
It's a mystery to everyone.
I can break her codes.
Bring it on.
That's what he does all day. He watches Bring It On.
I hope Pete has like a secret lab. You know, and he's like actually Jeff Goldblum.
You
like
know that
your hope
joking.
Is not in vain.
No, because if Pete had a secret lab, he would have gotten drunk and caved and been like, "Come to my lab, we'll get wasted."
Yeah, but not if he was
I'm only telling you this because you guys are my best friends. But I have a secret lab.
Where should we hang out, Pete?
We're gonna hang out at the fucking lab.
We would hang out in the lab every if you showed us that once. We would never leave the lab.
We would hang out in the lab for 3 weeks straight and trash it, and then go somewhere else.
Oh, this guy's fucking my lab.
And it would smell so bad that we'd never want to go back in there.
We're like the aliens from Independence Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go to my lab while I'm at work. I have to be there when you're in
my
lab.
You mean we got shot down?
I know where Pete keeps his spare lab key.
We got shot down in our F-18, and then you punch me in the face.
We could sneak in while he's not there. We could drink and Pete's
in
your lab.
We hang out in the lab, fucking play with beakers. Mix, put on some lab coats, mix blue with yellow, go crazy, make a little
smoke. Don't mix the blue with the yellow.
Oh, man. Dude, I got a lab coat on, all right? I think I'm qualified to answer this question.
We should get lab coats.
Donnie lab coat.
Some scrubs all right.
Throw a little red in the mix, get a little fizzing action, create some steam.
Chemistry.
Can you tell?
Physics class has changed you. You now have a love of science.
I excelled at chemistry.
You're a passionate man about science.
We need to have a weekly Glenn Science Corner segment.
You're blinding us.
What's
that?
Yeah.
That was awful.
I did. This is kind of, you know, like Brian Regan is that toaster, Pop-Tarts toaster instructions segment. I kind of had an experience like that because one evening a few weeks ago, I opened a freezer and got some food out. It was this like prepackaged Indian food meals, mm-hmm. like tikka masala. You like mix it up, put it in your microwave, and it's like, you
voila.
Know, it's like chicken and sauce and rice. Like it's an involved sort of plate.
It's the chicken and the tikka and the masala
on
top.
I'm not saying it's involved work on my part, but this is an involved dish. Like there's it's not a contained, it's not like a bun or something. This is a multiple components. And on the box, it says, do not cook in toaster. And I'm just thinking, you know, I know there are a lot, it's a litigious society and that sort of piled things
up. That's all it is.
But you know what? Fuck it. I think if someone crammed tikka masala in their toaster, like come let them do it. You know, if
yeah,
that's
I
what
know
they
that,
want.
But like, I'm sure there was some like, lawyer who someone said
yeah,
that, and they're like, do you want to like have to deal? Even if we win the case,
it's easier to print.
We'll
do not
bogged
put,
down in corn.
It's
yeah,
easier like, to put. I know why it's on the box.
It's just so annoying. Yeah.
I just think if people want to ruin their toasters with like rice and sauce, like go nuts.
Well, hopefully. Obviously, at least one person did because it's on there.
The thing is, if you're dumb enough to fucking put
or someone
that
in the
shit
lab
in your toaster, you're probably not going to read the box.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's...
like if you're gung ho to like,
why didn't it say? Oh,
no. After
it
your,
actually be after they hired their lawyer and we're ready to
after
go.
Your
it's
whole
like,
house is
it
up
clearly
in
says here, do not put in toaster.
Yeah, and then Exhibit A has like whiteout over that, and it says do. If you're that much
what
of a brick to
like,
pour that in there,
it's like man, what a good lawyer.
Oh man,
how do you explain this?
He matched that bungalow background with the whiteout so well. Ricky Tikki Tavi was perfect. It was.
But that's the thing is, you know, you're putting, like you said, it's liability coverage. You just put it on there because it's easier than trying to argue with it when some idiot does put it in their toaster. But I'm saying, where do you stop, like, listing things not to do with it? It's like, do not put into an electrical socket. Do not put it in your hand, shove it in your garbage disposal and turn the thing. Like,
well, it should read, do not put your finger in the electrical socket at any time. Yeah, once they start telling you what to do, like, and when you're not even using the product, I think that's
like, at a certain point, even with the product, it's like, you know, don't like put rat poison in this and then eat it. You know, it
don't
just
take
sort
the
of,
sharpest end and ram it into your eye over and over again.
I don't shove the cellophane in your toddler's mouth. in the box. You say that it's liability coverage. There's got to be a certain line of stupidity where it just doesn't qualify to go on there. And I'm saying that they decided that cramming rice and sauce in a toaster was within the realm of possibility and that they could be held liable for it. And I don't know how I'm going to finish this diatribe, but it's stupid.
Fuck
all of them.
Yeah.
There should be a cutoff where it's like the stupid line.
It already exists because they decided that was the dumb threshold was do not put in toaster. They didn't go one step beyond that, like do not put directly into like a charcoal grill and then eat.
Don't cut open your veins and then mash the tikka masala into your skin, like into the open wound.
Yeah, so
that's not how you eat, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I guess what you're getting is the line should be a bit higher.
Well, no,
I guess
you're gonna die. Hopefully, if you do that, though, you know what I mean.
I'd like to hear the conversation where they decided that was the cutoff.
Yeah.
Where do the other possibilities become? No, that's ridiculous.
I hope the CEO of the company, they're like, all right, why don't you try to make this? And he's like, I'm going to take this home. This is my homework. I need to make this tonight. And he just takes it out and he pours it in the toaster.
I picture being like a research group where they just have a bunch of people. Really it's like, cook this meal. And they have like, you know, five things to cook
it with. It's like a blender or a toaster.
Oh, it just is a kitchen.
Yeah, and then someone's like, oh, I'll put it in the toaster. Or maybe it's just like some idiot who wants to fuck with the research group for $50. But they're like, fuck, well, he did that. Now we have to put on the box.
And everyone else in the research group thought it was so funny that they did it too.
Yeah, think of the type of people that get hired.
They're
for
all
like
high-fiving and stuff. So I guess they all really like the toaster. It's not working.
And the dancing.
Don't seem very excited about the product.
The dancing.
I guess, but I mean, you think about the types of people get hired for focus groups. I mean, you think about yourself. I
was just cracking wise the whole time. Yeah, it was awful.
Have you been in a focus group?
Yeah, I did it like 2 weeks ago. Like a month ago.
Saving it for a future cast? Why is this not coming
out? I thought I talked about this.
No.
Oh, I got paid to drink orange soda, which was made by...
What? You told Neil about it. That's not... Do you think Neil is a microphone for this podcast?
I think you were away. Yeah, you were away that week.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, that makes sense.
And yeah. Neil says you guys were doing some heavy boozing.
Yeah,
we
watched like lots of movies during the day. It was good times. Get drunk.
Oh, wait. We're just talking about that.
Yeah, you were probably at work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it was their slogan was like, what is it, 100% natural, 100% delicious, which I think is the slogan for those, those granola bars that come two to a pack.
I saw like a big tit
Nature Valley.
That slogan. Like
Nature
a huge
Valley.
Tits. It's like 100% natural. 100%
yeah, yeah,
delicious.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm pretty sure it's Nature Valley, but it was their organics. It was like their.
Oh, Nature Valley orange
granola
drink?
Bars. Yeah, but they want to make orange drink because that's the same slogan.
That's where the money is. That's where all the cash
exactly.
Is
and they're like,
drink.
Would you drink this if you knew it was natural? I'm like, look, man, if I were to be drinking like an Orange Crush, I know that has fucking 33 grams of sugar in it. It's like more than Coke. By like a lot, and I'm drinking that because it's like hilarious. It's like when I signed up for it, I'm like, yes, I love purple soda and orange soda.
I know that
the lady told me to say that. She's like, no, you really like them. She did the whole like rate this on a like. I'm like, yeah, I guess Sprite is okay and Coke is good with like Chinese food. She's like, no, you like orange soda a lot and you like grape soda. I'm like, isn't this like not your job?
Yeah, she's telling. Is
isn't
the
this
reason
the
you
opposite?
Brought me? If you were gonna tell me what my opinion was, you didn't need to hire me to like stand
because
here.
They want to. Skew the results of the focus group. It's like our focus group unanimously decided that everyone loves orange soda.
I was really critical.
I said everything for the most part because it did tasted like emergency. You
ooh,
know,
yeah.
The orange flavor was really bad. Yeah, but it was bad.
I will buy this product.
That's it.
Give them money.
I feel like the all natural tag gets abused because a lot of things that are all natural
organic.
Are like terrible for you.
Yeah, like any poison for the most part.
Yeah, like hemlock.
Well, yeah, like let's get some scorpion poison in here. It's 100% natural.
Yeah,
it's true.
It's I know what they're getting at, but once again,
because the whole health craze is like it's bad for your liver or whatever. It's
yeah,
shit that your body's not
the
used
processed
to
sugar. Yeah, it's all manipulative and
yeah. I don't know. Eat what tastes good.
Yeah, that's
I guess.
Yeah, within reason.
Obey your thirst? Is that what you're suggesting, Pete?
No, because I'm a fan of orange drink, and I would not subscribe to Sprite.
No. You're a huge fan of orange drink.
I love orange drink. I'm a huge fan.
And grape drink. Purple
oh, yeah.
Drink.
Oh, two things about my yesterday I need to tell you guys about.
Okay.
I
My yesterday. That sounds like a Hillary Duff song
yes,
or something.
My yesterday. My yesterday! Yeah, no. So Ryan and I, we had to take my computer in to get fixed because the fan does this great noise. It's like, and I take it to class, and it'd be really embarrassing because I'd have to quickly shut the top and reopen it, and then it like usually that would kill it. But if it was being too testy, I just have to put it back in my bag and be like, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, when I came into the Dreamland the other night when we were recording, and you had your laptop out, and I could hear that noise. And I came in and was like, are they playing like a video game?
No, it was brutal, man. It was embarrassing. Embarrassing as hell, and sometimes it gets really aggravating. It's like, nyang, 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 and I'm like, oh god, oh yeah. So I took that in, then we went to Taco Bell, and then we dropped.
No, no, what's the worst part about that? If you were a black dude and wearing headphones and bopping your head while it was doing that, no one would question it.
No, no one would say anything.
They start to get irritated, but they wouldn't speak up.
Yeah, they would exchange irritated glances at other white people.
Yeah, so then Ryan and I went to visit our friend Tyler at Bev Max.
And have for as long as I can remember.
Exorbitant wages.
But I also have that disease from Memento where I can't remember anything like 48 hours ago.
But you can see the future. Yeah, oh, wait, that was like Minority Report.
Wait, no, I'm Guy Pearce and you're Tom Cruise. Anyway, though.
No, you're Guy Pearce and
anyway,
I'm Jim Cavaziel.
Anyway, though, Glenn was reading the Miranda rights dramatically to the guy who he thinks killed his daughter.
So, yeah, then we went to visit our friend Tyler at BevMax, and I was going to go get a Sparks because I thought it would be funny if I was drinking that during class.
Wait, Sparks, is that the
energy drink with alcohol?
Yeah, but then on the way over there, I heard that there's no more caffeine.
Yeah, the energy was removed.
Yeah, they had to take the caffeine out of it by law. They were, like, forced to. There was,
so
like,
now it's just
law.
Sugar drink
yeah, you
booze.
You can't sell the because
it was just, like, tumor juice before that?
Yeah, no. Yes. They said they were marketing it to teenagers if they had that, like, the energy drink.
Yeah, only
drink
teenagers
thing.
Like caffeine.
No, the energy drink thing was marketed to teenagers, so they had to take the caffeine out of it.
So it's still packaged the same
so,
way.
So, yeah, I was like, Tyler, do you have Sparks? And he's like, no, but we have this new shit. It's called Jungle Juice, J-O-O-S-E, and it's just a big juice down the side of the can. 9.9% alcohol, 24 ounces.
You've never had that?
Never.
Never
it's delicious.
Heard of it.
Horrifyingly bad.
Oh, it's so bad.
Horrifying.
It's not delicious.
I just
but it's funny.
I've never, like, I can't.
Which
usually
government asshole said with a straight face that caffeine was marketing it to kids?
Well, no, like, the whole energy
no,
drink.
No, I heard
booze.
You the first time. It's retarded.
It's sweet and delicious, but so is, like, schnapps.
Why don't we shut down Mike's Hard Lemonade?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, what the fuck?
And 16-year-old girls love that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you.
So that was the first.
And they
funny
do as much
today.
Now as they did when we were in high school.
Yeah,
Pete tell you.
I drank that in class.
I buy.
Like, it looks like a.
To all you ladies listening to the cast, I'll buy you Mike's Hard Lemonade anytime.
If you're in high school,
no question.
Listen up, bitch.
If you're of age,
I'll take you out.
But if you're in high school,
if you're a 21-year-old,
I like
high school.
Girls who are legal and in high school.
I'll get you some twisted tea, baby.
I am saying nothing wrong. Society has approved of my words.
Yo, listen up, bitch. I got
just
that,
ignore
I got
the part where I buy you alcohol.
Look,
I got that
until
Smirnoff Ice hookup, baby.
I buy it for
come
you, but
over.
It's never in your possession. I just buy it for you. I'm like, look at this. And they're like, oh, what a sign of affection.
I think legally speaking that they should sort of graduate what's legal. You know, in Georgia, it's a felony to perform oral sex on someone. I think that they should work it
I think
up.
That's
like,
a crime.
It's
against
like at 14, you should be allowed to give someone a hand job. Or, like, finger, and then, like, 16, you should be able to, like, swap oral and then, or whatever it
yeah,
is.
But do we really want to be the society that, like
acknowledges rich reality?
Yeah.
Yeah, be nice.
I would just say that they're just
I'd
rape
like that
kids. It's a slippery slope, Nick. That's what I have to say.
No, you just finger blast them.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, point taken.
Finger blast.
Oh, no, you could do, like,
agreement.
You could do that statute where
finger
it's like
blast.
No. Jeez, oh, sorry. I see where you're coming from. No, the 14-year-old, it's like with the 18-year-old cap thing.
Yeah.
You could have some 18-year-olds finger or 17-year-olds
well,
finger
I don't
blasting
even, I think that with Dr. Drew and Adam
which goes
said
on
that
now, I
you
assure
just
you
need, how about it's just, like, 17 or 18 across the country rather than, like, in Hawaii, if you're 14, it's okay.
Globe to Hawaii.
Or if you're within 2 years, you can be 13. The other kid can be 14.
But isn't it a federal statute, though, that, like,
no.
18 is
no statutory? No. State by state.
100%.
Yes.
Connecticut's 16.
But that's the age of consent, but statutory works under a different thing.
No.
Oh, in terms of, like, a
statutory
so
is
no,
the age of consent.
Oh, yeah, because in some places, a 17-year-old can get with a 16-year-old, but an 18-year-old can't.
Exactly.
Yeah, and in Connecticut, there was a kid on our track team, Philippe, and in the same, we had, like, our end-of-the-year meeting.
I remember his hair.
Junior year, and he had a freshman girlfriend, and he was a senior who was a bit older than most of the other seniors. And they printed them out the statutory rape laws of Connecticut and highlighted the statutes.
The
that,
relevant passages?
Yeah, the stuff that applied directly to the situation. It was hilarious. Oh, man, that was great. They framed it and everything. It was awesome.
How did they read
it off. And all the parents were like, oh, my God.
Oh, was that
and
like
then
a
they called
thing?
Philippe up and, like, gave it to him.
Wait, this was at, like,
this
a
was
big
like our
banquet
award dinner at the end. At the end of the year.
Oh,
it was so funny. Yeah, it was.
Not to Philippe.
The track awards were always so evil and so good like
what
that.
What awards did you get?
I don't remember. I just know that Tyler.
Yeah, you do.
No, I really don't. I just know that they would have been like. I really don't.
What I remember like what awards I got in like Little League, dude.
I don't.
Most likely.
I was the captain.
Most exciting
I didn't get
catch
fucked with, really. I mean, the captain, you don't... I don't even think
yeah,
I got...
Nobody, captain.
Nobody busts the chops of their, you know, superiors or leaders of their organization.
I don't know, best captain. It was probably, like, you're really loud. It was probably... I don't think I got
friendly
anything,
friendly,
framed, like, statutory rape
least
law.
Possible to be mocked.
No, it wasn't. It was probably really... Because like, it was Tyler, Ryan Burke, and Polly. It would have been something, like, really cheap and in the moment that, like, would have been funny, and then...
Sort of like George Bush,
yeah. Yeah.
Most likely to be George Bush.
All right, so I drank that juice during class. And I had that one thing. That was
the jungle juice?
Yeah, something happened. Oh, yeah, and then I went to a Ben Folds concert
yesterday?
Last night. Yeah, that was fun.
Where?
Bridgeport, Klein Auditorium. It was really nice. It was like it was $30. It was nice.
Who'd you go with?
My pops. He got it for me as a birthday gift.
Oh.
It's nice of him.
That's kind
of
sweet.
Ben Folds.
So,
cool.
Yeah, the chick who opened for him was Kate something. She's this Australian lady. She has two last names. She's not a lady. She's like 24 and so, so hot. But I went up to my dad's like, yeah, go get her CD and like the little intermission between the opening act and the, and like the Ben Folds thing. And I went up, and I'm like, can you, all these girls are like, oh, you're really good. And there's like a bunch of people, and there's some Australians who came to see her. You know, they heard she was in town. And everyone was like wanting like an autograph and like her to write some nice shit on there. And I was like, have you ever write anything disparaging on these CDs here? I like took the booklet
like,
out.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm like, yeah. I was like, can you do that for me? And she wrote, fuck off. And then she like signed her name. I'm like, you put my dad's name in there? She wrote, fuck off, Kirby. And then and then handed it back to me. And she was just dying laughing. She's like, I think that's the first time I've ever gotten that.
Really?
That's
awesome. Man. That's great.
And she was smoking hot. I was thinking it up in line. I was like, oh, God, I need to have something, like a line, something to say to her.
So you can
bang
her.
No, not that. Just I don't want to just be standing there like, oh, God, you're pretty. Yeah. You're so attractive.
Yeah, if you can make a hot girl laugh, it's a good feeling.
It was good for me. And then I could go back and there's like a little cheeky fucking story about it.
Because then you get them to smile if it's not like, ugh.
So that was what happened later yesterday.
She'll remember you forever.
We saw some Black Bear karaoke last night.
Yeah, friend of the show.
How was the karaoke?
Hey, you know Jeff?
Yeah. Karaoke Jeff?
Now he is karaoke Jeff.
Guess what song he sang.
I have no idea.
80s
it's
hair metal.
One of the whitest songs you can imagine.
I don't want to lose your love tonight.
No, that's not metal, dude.
Big metal.
Something by
pop metal.
Metallica?
No.
80s.
I have no idea. Can you guys just tell me?
Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, my God.
They cut him off.
He got really into it. He was really into it.
At one point, he came over to me. He was like, where's my beer? And I gave him the beer.
Before he went on, he kept putting his hand on my shoulder, which...
While he was singing?
No.
Oh,
I said before he went on.
That's really hardcore.
I said before he went on, because he doesn't... every time he talks, and it sucks to it, because I can tell he's there all the time, and everyone there hates him, and he kept talking to me, so now they all hate me. But he kept saying how there was this other guy there who was a total fag, who was singing, and how he was going to steal his girlfriend like tonight because he's going to go up and sing that song and like steal the guy's girlfriend.
Jeff really said that?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's cool. He's a cool dude.
Well, that's how it works in Teen Wolf. I mean, in real life.
Oh, and I was telling there were other people who were apparently friends.
I mean, Boof from Teen Wolf.
There were other people there who were apparently friends with him, and I actually said to one of them now, I said, right now, in the movie of Jeff's life that is going on in Jeff's head, right now, this is the climactic moment of the scene where everything turns, and he gets all of the girls, and like his life changes completely. And he comes out of the cocoon and is a magnificent butterfly
Congrats.
That knows everything about college.
And his hair grows back.
Or college football, rather.
And he...
You hitch your wagon to a winning team, fellas.
Wait, what? The team hitched to us, dude. You know this guy.
Jeff?
Tell the story about how he sat down at a fucking couple's date.
Oh, that's a great story.
He walks up to people.
I mean, we frequent the Ginger Man in South Norwalk. It's a great establishment.
Excellent.
And this guy, Jeff, he
lives down the street.
He lives, I think down the street. And he comes up to us every time. He'll introduce himself. And it's like that scene from The League where Ruxin's like, what's going on, Taco? And he's like, oh, hi, I'm Taco. Like, nice to meet you. And he's like,
we've
been friends for 12 years. Like, whatever. Yeah, that whole thing. But it's like, he'll come up and introduce him. It's like, yeah, Jeff, what's going on? Like, I'll list a bunch of shit. It's like, you're a Red Sox fan. You grew up in New Hampshire. You went to, like, wherever. Like, you from
Maryland,
and then you ended up at UConn. Like, yeah, whatever.
He's a big Cardinals fan and Seahawks fan.
Yeah. So we'll do that every time. But he's just notorious because he'll sit there and he'll run his mouth until even he understands that it's too awkward for him to still be standing there. So he'll move on. And one time I was there by myself because I'm a loser. I don't remember why.
You're
I was
with
there.
The bartender.
You're like Jeff.
Yeah. You're hanging with Will.
Oh, I was hanging out with Will.
You and Jeff.
It might have been before that night.
Not
I went
like Jeff.
It might have been no. Was it? Yeah, it was the night before. Remember that time I called you and we went to see that really shitty movie that we walked
Law Abiding Citizen.
Yeah, it was the Law Abiding Citizen.
Before that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it might have been that day while I was hanging out in there.
No, because we hung out the whole day there, too.
Oh, right. Yeah, you came over, you're right. Yep. Yeah, I think it was around that time.
The Law Abiding Citizen.
Yeah, we
was
went
great.
Into the end of the movie because we went
we
to the
saw
the
last 5 minutes of
and
it.
And then we had to go see the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
And we're like, wow, have avant-garde. And
yeah,
like,
what innovative film.
This is really bold and brave of them.
And
yeah.
then we're watching the whole movie, we know exactly how he did it, and we know who kills whom and how, and the whole movie is like, how is he doing?
Still,
that's the whole point of the movie. There is nothing else in the movie beyond how is he doing this? How is Gerard Butler killing all these people?
That story just gets better every time I tell it.
Now, yeah,
it's great.
There is not, and we're just sitting there thinking, like, as everyone's like, man, like, they have a team of lawyers and cops
like,
working
oh,
on it.
Wow.
It's like,
and
they
then
could
credits.
Just ask us.
Immediately, like, within a minute and a half credits. Like,
yeah, we sat down, we're like, oh, man, sorry, we missed
like,
it.
Like, you hear music kick up, and we're like, uh oh.
Why not? You went to the wrong theater, or you got there?
No, we
early?
Went in the wrong,
yeah,
like,
we wrong,
yeah, wrong
room.
Theater.
Yeah,
wrong
room. There. So then, probably a week before this or after, I know it was right around that time, I'm sitting there. I can't remember if I was waiting for someone or something, but Jeff sits down next to this couple. And, like, they're clearly... I don't know if you guys... I mean, you're probably both fans of people watching like I am. I like to, you know, mm-hmm. think... I just enjoy it. So
I watch people have
Will
sex
and I
on
have been,
the internet.
Yeah. Will and I
I'm
have been watching this couple...
Peter Mutino likes this for Facebook terms for all of you.
Yeah, that's on the Stuff Pete Knows website. Gender-related.
How to watch porn.
Knows.
Yeah.
But, ladies.
Well.
Ladies.
But Will...
Ladies, are you sick of finding guys that... Of dating guys who don't like porn? Well, look no further. Pete loves porn.
Here I am, ladies.
And it's like I would love the commercial for this. It would be like the black and white thing with a girlfriend like
oh, it's
showing
an infomercial,
porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, showing porn to the, it's all in black and white because that's when the bad stuff's going on. The, like the life you're about to leave. And she holds like the porn on the laptop up to her boyfriend. He goes, he like shakes his head no,
no he,
and like
he gives her like the hand
and he throws up into a bucket.
Up, both palms up like I don't know motion.
And the big like head shake. The big,
she has
no.
a real frustrated thing.
Yeah, the
she storms off back into the bedroom. To
well, like, look no further. Because Peter Mutino loves porn.
You're tired of your boyfriend having sex with you because he's really interested in the way you look and act.
Are you tired of a boyfriend who won't pretend you're someone else?
Look no further. Peter Mutino is here. Hi, I'm Billy Mays. I'm beyond the grave.
Oh, having a salesperson trying to market your dick to women.
Yeah. So
because of
infomercial style. Let's make that. Let's get a camera and make that.
Glenn, for my birthday, get me a camera.
And for my birthday, get me another camera.
So two cameras.
Yeah.
No tripods or
two cameras.
Film? You guys want some film?
Get Ryan a camera, tripod for his birthday.
Okay.
Everything's digital now, man.
All right, I'll
get
Pete
the SETI
cam.
Yeah, we'll just put some internet
sorry,
in those cameras.
You're
going
to share the SETI
cam. No, get me the shaky cam because I want my dick to look like the thing from Cloverfield.
All right. All right.
Actually, I don't need a camera to do that. Zing. All right,
so
keep going.
So Will, the bartender, and I are watching these two people, this couple, and it's very obvious they're on their first date. And Jeff just posts up next to them and starts, and he sits on the side of the girl, and he just starts fucking running his mouth, and they're both looking at each other, and be like, oh my God, and then Will and I were talking, because they're looking at us, we're talking, it's like, oh, this is a good thing, maybe, for their first date, it's like, oh, we shared this experience over this, like, really creepy guy.
Yeah, this goofball
who, like,
came up, and was
yeah,
goofy.
And then, but the thing is, after, like, 45 minutes he gets the hint. Will and I are passing notes back and forth like because he's right there and we just post up because it's not very busy and this is too funny not to directly observe from like 3 feet away.
Oh sure, that'd be
it was brutal. I felt so bad.
He
did,
there's
he did
no
it
good
again
way
with
get
the,
out of it.
He did it again with a double date last night. There
yeah,
was,
we saw that.
There was a there were two couples that they were still doing this sort of. I could overhear there. It wasn't. I think they were vaguely familiar, but they were still learning stuff about each other.
Mm-hmm.
And when one of them got up to go to the bathroom, and when he came back, he found he'd been replaced by a man in his late 30s, early 40s, who could tell you where every football player went to high school.
And he's actually only 28.
What? No.
Yeah. He gives me his card all the time.
No fucking way.
I was there when him and other kid, we'll just say friend, sort of friend of Jeremy and Kelly, was also there.
He looks like a mixture of Dustin Pedroia and Joel McHale.
I refuse to accept that he's 28. That's just
a
not...
balding mixture of Dustin Pedroia and Joel McHale. Yeah, just Dustin Pedroia's balding.
He can't be 28.
Mm. No, he was talking to Aaron, and he said he was like, "Oh, I'm 30. I'm 32 or whatever." And he's like, "Really?" He's like, "You're older than me." He's like, "I'm like 20. I'm 29 or 28, something like that." Mm.
That's what he said. He doesn't know his own age.
And then
that was word for
word.
And
then he started punching himself in the face and screaming. It was crazy.
That would be so cool.
Just like
not breaking eye contact.
If I ever
with
just
you.
Snap, I want it to be like in that kind of way where I'm just like, like I just start hitting myself and like, I tackle like a waitress and just like scream at her and then run away like. That kind of like silly, like really scary, crazy, but not like threatening. It's
there was
threatening, but it's not violent, really.
There was a relief when we went to the karaoke. There was this really, really fat guy who's wearing a wig and a T-shirt that said "Too Legit to Quit," and he sang.
Yeah,
and
with a fake mullet on.
Yeah, he sang "Bad Medicine" really, really loud,
and they let him sing the whole thing.
Yeah, he sang
Jeff.
The full like
this
six
guy,
minutes.
This fat man with a fake mullet with
well,
a
and
really
he won.
Funny.
He won the competition. Yeah. There was this one girl.
It's like bad medicine.
It was kind of pathetic. Too. There was this one girl who, I don't know, scale
whoa,
1 to 10,
whoa.
She was probably like a, she was probably like a, I don't know, like a 6, but you could tell she thought and her friends, and because all of her friends were gross, that she became an 8 or 9 mm-hmm. in their minds.
Well, by comparison.
Yeah, so she,
it's like green screening with ugly chicks.
Yeah, so she showed up with her, it's exactly like that. Directly, exactly. So she shows up with her posse, and you can tell that she's been planning to do karaoke so she can win because she was, you know, in choir in high school or some mm-hmm. shit. And so she goes up, and she sings...
I was homecoming king. That doesn't mean I think I'm the king of the United States, right?
I know. I'm explaining why she is like this. I'm not saying...
I know. I was that mindset just does not...
You are king of the United States, though. So.
That's true, guys.
So she goes up, and she sings this song where she knew all the words already, and it was this...
Just
really
boring.
The most boring fuck. It was one of those really boring fucking love songs where nothing
one of those
changes.
Ballads where it's like it's obviously written for like a black R&B star, starlet, like by a smart Jewish man, and a white chick wound up singing it in the recording studio.
And the audience, the marketing audience, is either for really bland people in their mid-40s or like middle school dances, so that the kids can just kind of like hold each other's waist and
or
sway.
Or people to have like really hot sex too with candles.
No,
lots
it isn't
candles.
Even that good. No, that would it wouldn't fit that.
Well, on
it
Cinemax,
fit
that.
It's
it would
too lovey dovey,
and the music is so boring. It's like a
girl.
And
girl.
And that's it for five fucking minutes.
That sucks.
And so she sings that whole
shit. That's the worst.
She's got this smug grin on her face. And then she loses to Fat Mullet Dude. And I was so fucking happy.
I, no matter what, would vote. It's like, well, that guy just got my vote because of the whole get up. Woo! It's like bad medicine. Exactly. I would vote for that every time.
I don't even know how they decided. I don't think there was a vote.
I hope it was just like the guy running the karaoke.
Yeah, it was.
Board.
It was like the guy with it. It was like, come on, come on. It's a black arrow. Come on, open it. It's himself. Put up the fall. And like then like, the fat guy started cheering. Who knows if he even won?
That's
maybe
his best
like
friend.
Cheering.
That's his like best friend who follows him to every gig he does and wins all the
probably
contests.
Everyone there seemed to know him. And although they did it by round of applause, although there were two chicks who were nominated and then one guy who wore a hat, which was a crab, and he was booing himself when they nominated him.
I just switched my vote. I'm sorry. I just went with crab hat.
You didn't see the enthusiasm with which he performed Bad Medicine. You would.
Were there a lot of hip thrusts?
There was a
yes.
lot. There was,
oh!
And he used the whole space.
Like,
he used
yeah,
the entire
he walked back
floor.
And forth across the room. And like.
So it was like John Lovitz in the
and
wedding
he was,
singer?
He would walk. He would like point up at the lyrics on the screen. Like he would be up there. And he was dancing before it came on. And oh, it was the best.
He was a true performance artist. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like Madonna, only less vascular. And much more overweight.
And much
she doesn't do that yoga where it's really hot in the room you're working out in. You know?
Oh, heat yoga?
Yeah, whatever that is. Like.
Never heard of that.
Really?
Yoga in
like,
the sauna.
You like hang out in like a huge sauna room and it's like fucking like 90 something degrees and just it's really humid and you just sweat like 2 pounds while you're in there.
Sounds like some bad medicine to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good way
bad
just to do some cool
medicine. Boy.
All right, well, about ready to wrap this up because I know a great song that all the listeners should listen to.
Yeah, Ryan, we're going to go out to Bad Medicine, okay?
Ready? Here's a great Celtic cover of Bad Medicine. Good night.